ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So reading from Bhagavatam. It's the 10th canto, chapter 16, text 63 and 64. So we will just read the verse 63 and then we will be repeating the 64. Dvipam Ramanakam Hitva Radam. It's okay. Radam Metam Upashitaha Yabhayat Sasuparnastvam Nadyan Matpada Lanchitam. Translation by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Out of fear of Garuda, you left Ramanaka Island and came to take shelter of this lake. But because you are now marked with my footprints, Garuda will no longer try to eat you. 64. Shri Rishi Uvacha.
Shri Rishi Uvacha.
Mukto Bhagavata Rajan. Krishna Bhuta Karmana Tam Pujayam Asamuda Nagapatnyascha Sadaram Shri Rishi Uvacha. The sage Shukadev said, Muktaha, freed. Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rajan, O King Parikshit. Krishnena, by Lord Krishna. Adbhuta Karmana, whose activities are very wonderful. Tam, him. Pujayam Asa, worship. Muda, with pleasure. Naga, of the serpent. Patnyaha, the wives. Cha, and Saadaram, with reverence. Translation and purport by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami continued, My dear King, having been released by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, Kaliya joined his wife in worshipping him with great joy and reverence. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows on this verse. The word Adbhuta Karmana indicates the Lord's wonderful activities of saving the residents of Vrindavan from Kaliya, saving Karya himself from Garuda and bestowing grace upon both the victims of violence and the committer of the violence. The word Krishnana, by Krishna, indicates that because Kaliya's wives were great devotees of the Lord and offered him loving affection, Krishna withdrew Karshanam. Both Kaliya's offense against the Lord devotee Garuda and that against the residents of Vrindavan, who were very dear to him.
Hare Krishna. So it's a very nice verse, and there are quite some important points. As Śrīla Bhīṣmāca Chakravarti Thakura speaks, Kaliya, he was an offender. He came to Braj and he was harassing. That wasn't good. But then Krishna, he comes, he plays with Kaliya, not even defeats, I mean just plays with him a little bit. And then, okay, so he's to be punished. Now, we see the important point here that Kaliya would be punished and probably be killed. But then what happened? Then the wives who were devotees, his wives who were devotees, prayed for him. And then what happened? Krishna, he always does many things at once. So he does punish Kaliya, but at the same time he gives him blessings. Right? So he is always thinking for the welfare of his devotees. And what the devotees are doing? The devotees are praying for Kaliya. The wives are praying for Kaliya. So Kaliya becomes Krishna Kripa. He becomes by Krishna Kripa, he becomes purified. So it's very important that we never think that we can approach Krishna by our own, that we are qualified to do anything for Krishna. Actually, the proper mood is dasa, 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 and dasa. So through devotees, we have to develop loving relationships among devotees. Because by the mercy of the devotees, then we can also get the mercy of Krishna. We see many examples, like example Jagaya Madai. What happened to them? Right? So it was Jagai, right? Jagai, then he attacked Lord Nityananda. Blood was coming. And then Lord Chaitanya, seeing that, he needs to be punished. I'll kill him. And then what Lord Nityananda, Nitai said, right? Please don't. Don't kill him. Give him mercy. And then what happened? But Jagai Madai understood the seriousness of the situation, surrendered. So by the grace of Nityananda, then they became great devotees. You see, Hiranyakashipu, such a rascal, he goes after his son. He's trying to kill him so many times. And when he finally, he's disposed,
and Prahlad Maharaj, no, then he is with Nrsimhadev and he can ask for anything he wants. He can say, oh, just get, no, let me forget him. No, he was such a abuser, such a bad father. No. The first thing he asked for, please forgive my father. So, by the Vaishnava mercy, even those big demons get liberation or get saved. And just to understand a little bit how Hiranyakashipu was big demon and big in size too. Did anybody go to Ahobilam? Must be, right? So you see the whole Ahobilam, actually this is his house. The one pillar from which Nrsimhadev comes, it's still there partially, but that the whole thing is just not fully excavated, but it's just the house. So huge. And when it was Ravana's time, that he was looking for how to fund his war against Ram. So then he comes to, and he is sent to, like, there is one golden hill. You can take that gold and then use it. Right? And then, what was it? And it was the earring of Hiranyakashipu. Just one earring. So Hiranyakashipu was great demon. And we see that no matter how the demon is great, still he gets defeated. But by Vaishnava's mercy, then we can, even though we may commit many offenses, we create many difficulties in our life, and by the Vaishnava mercy everything can be purified and we can receive the mercy of Lord Krishna, just like Kaliya. So now, how to do it? The process is simple. Then we have the Sambandha, right? When we start understanding our relationship between us and the Lord, between us and the material energy, and how the whole creation works, what we are supposed to do. And then Abhideya is a process then now to engage in activities which leads us to Prayojana, which is the goal. It's actually, the goal is realization. The goal is to realize who we are, the spirit soul. So, now, while we are engaged in the process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Parasavanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivaranam, then we have to see that we are very much looking for association of devotees. That is very important. So the association, because in the association we can achieve perfection, we can achieve mercy of Krishna. But without association, considering everybody else not worth my association, it doesn't lead to any progress. So we have to be able to learn how to respect devotees, how to cooperate with devotees, and how to actually associate with them. So, one way how we can do, and especially for devotees living in Vrindavan, then is to see how you can appreciate not only devotees in the temple, but the devotees outside, Brijbasis. Just having, you know, the respect for them. In fact, we should learn to respect every living entity. So then, why not the Brijbasis? And then how we do it, one way, no, could be that, yeah, just nice prasad distribution, some book distribution. And one way is that you can try doing Brajamandala Parikrama. Brijbasis are very, very happy to see that devotees, not anybody, trying to actually see and appreciate Krishna. And so, well, I'm saying it because we just few days ago completed one, Brajamandala Parikrama. It wasn't so easy because it's getting so hot. But fortunately, then at night was still nice and cool. But I must say that we didn't have any bad experience with anyone. What it is that Brijbasis are such that if you approach them with nothing, you have nothing. They are willing to give you everything. But if you approach the Brijbasis showing that you have more than them and you have this, you have that, they will take away from you everything. So, we did go, we walked, and while we stayed at the places, we would do Madhukari. Now, Madhukari, it's an excellent way how you can get closer to the Brijbasis. Madhukari, it's just you go and you beg for rotis, whatever they have, matha, roti, sabji, that's all you get. But they're so excellent. It's the realization that you can learn to depend on Krishna, that you can learn to depend on the devotees. We did not go hungry even once. And we didn't buy anything. It's just Madhukari. So now I'm saying it, so then no, okay, it's acknowledged, fine. But unless you try it, you will not know what I'm talking about. I'm sure many of you did try. Maybe some didn't. Don't be afraid. It's an excellent experience. We did many times such Brajamandala Parikrama. We also once did attempt actually from walking from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur, also Madhukari. But we walked for a month and we got to Baripada, which was Orissa and Jharkhand, I mean like halfway. So anyway, there are so many stories from that. And just one, it's very outstanding. We will never beg for money. There, you cannot really get what they cook. So we just beg for some rice, whatever, it's some sabjis, and we have one kerosene cooker. We beg also for kerosene. We would cook it ourselves. Anyway, so
We did that. That's all we were begging for. And if there was some extra, then the rest we would just give it to some person who needed it. And then we always start from fresh. It was good. But one day, we were going to Ramuna. And Ramuna is Kshirachara Gopinath. And the boys, they really wanted kheer. But they're not going to give you kheer now in the temple, right? So, as we are coming into Ramuna, so I told the boys, okay, so this time you can also take money if they give you. Because we would not accept before, but now you get. So, we spent like half an hour begging on the market and we got 311 rupees. Okay, fine, alright. And then we go to the temple. And we were thinking, alright, so whatever it takes, then we will just get the kheer and we will just buy also 1 kilo of chira to mix it with, so then there is some substance to it. And we will be happy. Fine. It was 7 of us. So then, we come to the temple. Okay? And the offering just done. And they have the big cups of kheer. But only 6. And they have smaller ones. Well, half size. So we said, okay. We don't know if we have enough. Okay. So, how much is the big cup? Now the big cup was 40 rupees. And the small one was 30 rupees. So then we got the 6 big ones. We got 2 small ones. And that was 300 rupees. And outside we got 1 kilo of chira for 11 rupees. So then we got exactly what actually we desired. We wanted. And there was no 1 rupee left. Everyone was happy. And after that, it was the smallest boy. He was 10 years old. So he made a comment. Now, he said, after this, I believe that this is all Krishna's arrangement. Now, it's very like improbable, right, that it will happen just by accident. So, it's, you can depend on Krishna. Krishna will always take care. But very much also depends on the consciousness. When we were going for Madhukari, so some boys sometimes come with full roti, sabji, and some don't, nothing. They come and, oh, sorry, we don't have anything more. Oh, we already gave. No. And the boys would also comment. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about eating, I was thinking, and that's why we didn't get anything. So the consciousness, the immediate consciousness, affects to what result one gets. So, like this, there are so many ways. Now, you come to some ashram, and in the ashram, they don't want to go for Madhukari. They say, no, because you are already my guest. So then, if you go to Madhukari, the villagers will criticize. They will say, oh, they don't take care. So the Babaji says, if you want, you can cook. Many times he wants to cook. So he cooks whatever you want. So it's excellent way how to reciprocate. Bhunkte bojayate. And it's just excellent way how you can get closer to the devotees, how you can understand what needs to be done from your side and how we can then receive Krishna's mercy. So that way
then we can all properly get the right experience. We can all get the mercy of the Vaishnavas. I remember one year we were going and we lost our way because it's hot, we walk in the evening, well, early morning you can say, and we didn't have anybody to ask, we took the wrong turn and we walked like 5 kilometers extra. Then now we end up in different village, and then so now we figure out it's already sun. Now what do? Going back, now doing this, now what should we do? Or continue this? It was, so we got lost. Now as we are standing now in the village, then there is one man and he's just brushing teeth, just watching us. And he see, we don't know like what to do. He says, where are you from? And he said, we are going to Chaurasi Parikram. No, we are from Mayapur. Are you hungry? Yes. Please come for breakfast. So it was great. So we come to his house. Then the Mataji, there were a few Matajis, like they were surprised. And he says, okay, cook. So they started to immediately grind grains. And then, so what do you want? No. You want roti or you want puri? No. What? Like, I'll make puri. So then in whatever, one and a half hour, then we had some nice, no, puri as sabji. And we had a very nice time with the whole family. And after that, so okay, so now it's too late to walk, it's already hot, so please stay. And in the evening, but you wouldn't go for the night, so please stay. So okay, we slept there. And in the morning then we started going. Since then, naturally every year we get lost there. It's a very nice family. We have some, no, closer relationships. We bring photos to them. They are happy. It's an excellent way, really. So Dharati Pratik Vihnati. And it's right here. Just to walk into the villages a little bit. No. So is there, it's possible to experience. It's possible to experience the way how the Goswamis are describing. When Jiva Goswami says he goes for Madhukari, right? So he just waits for the cow to be milked, takes some milk and goes. That's there. If you want, you can have closer relationship. The kids, now they are just another chapter. Many times it happens that we come to the village, the kids around, not this, that, and so what, no. And we go for Madhukari. No, kichaye. So, roti. Okay. So they start running and say, Maya, no, roti chaye. And then they bring the, whatever, Madhukari. So it's unpredictable now how each and every person will react. But because we come there and we are surrendered, so therefore they are so nice that they will give everything. They will share everything, whatever they have. And this experience, this realization you can buy for whatever money you want or get some other way. You have to go and experience it. And when you see that, when you actually experience it, when you see how happy they are, then you are in bliss. So that's something everyone should experience it at least once. It's something very wonderful. So don't be afraid. Sometimes just go walk a little bit. From here you can walk to Madhuvan. This is the first stop. There is very excellent Babaji. He is Gaudiya Babaji. And now he is very nice sadhu. So you can walk farther, so many places. And smaller the village, then more open the people are. And the towns is a little bit more difficult. Like in Vrindavan, you see everything is closed. But we go to the villages, the door are always open. They only close the door when they take bath. Otherwise, no, the door is open. So you can just come and, no, Radha Shyam, you come, ghee chahiye, no, roti sabji chahiye. Oh, okay, please come, no, please sit. Sometimes they sit there, they feed you. Or Mata. In this weather, Mata is really excellent. And they all have Mata. So you can just drink. You don't have to worry about dehydration. No, it's very cooling. So, please at least give a thought to it and try it. Because when you please the Vrijbasis, you please Krishna. And when you please Krishna, then Krishna may have mercy upon all of us. But we should try to do something about it, not to end up like the friends of Tukaram Maharaj, right? Who could have gone to Vaikuntha, but they decided that they have other things to do. So, now it's a bit hot during the day, but keep it for the Kartik or February. It's a very good month for going. So try, at least try it, and then you can work on the surrender to Krishna, surrender to his devotees, surrender to Krishna. So you can start understanding the songs of Sharanagati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes more deeply. What does it mean? So, please, just try it. I know that it's difficult, but Srila Prabhupada was talking about yesterday in the class, tapasya. Tapasya is important. It's austerity. And we volunteer for the austerity. But without tapasya, there is nothing you can get in this material world. Without austerity, nothing comes. So, if we have to do austerity, so then why not to do the austerity, no, the way to please Vaishnavas? Sadhu seva. No. Bhunkte bojayate. No. Dharati pratyadhinate. No. Gohya makriti prichate. So, when we talk about the realization, we may have so much of knowledge. Yeah, I heard that many times. Like Srila Prabhupada, many times he says, we are not this body. We are the soul. And many times he says that. Oh, yeah, I have heard it many times. Okay. But still, we worry so much about the body. It takes time, it takes some effort to realize that. Knowledge and realization are not the same. Gyan and Vigyan. So, no amount of Gyan will help you in devotional service, or will the Gyan itself will not give you Krishna Prema. Gyan, when it is applied, then leads to Vigyan, realization. That realization that I am the spirit soul, can and will lead to the point and the spirit soul, and I am servant of Lord Krishna. And therefore, I should surrender and I should serve. So, Vigyan is applied Gyan, or realization comes from applying knowledge. So knowledge, yeah, we should study, but we should live what we study, we should live what we preach. And that way, then we can get to the prayojana, as we talked in the beginning, which is Krishna Prema. But we cannot do it by our own effort, it's only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, mercy of Guru, mercy of the Lord. So, Hare Krishna. Now, some questions. You have mic? Wow, there's some echo. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes you're saying most of us don't have that experience of going out in the villages and meeting people, maybe due to conditioning, and we're used to our air coolers and our ACs and whatnot. I mean, what you're saying, to actually experience nature or simple living and loving exchanges, is that you need, it's more than just speaking about, you actually have to experience it. So
So first, probably, then choose the right weather. No. I must say this year was tougher than before because the heat came earlier. So really, walking after 9 o'clock, it's very difficult. So we would have to wake up at 1. By 2 o'clock, we are walking. So, before that, you have to find out not the route, not to get lost again.
What do you do in the heat all day long? What do you do in the heat all day long?
Oh, we find a shelter of the ashram. So we stay in the ashram. If there is current, then we have a fan. Mostly there is no current, so then we just have to sweat it out. Now, hopefully take bath. Now, many of the kundas are not in good shape, so you have to use pump. And naturally, for some hours, just sleeping, because we in the evening it's also difficult to go to sleep too early, and you have to get up by 1. So take that, and then we have some interactions with the Babajis. So we have to go for Madhukari at certain time, depends on the village. We have to go or cook ourselves. So, if, so first to find a good weather for a start. So then you can walk maybe like throughout the day, so it's not too hot. Like Kartik is good, or the February. It's not too cold, but it's pleasant. And then no need to go with the whole parikrama, but some villages, and just try. Just no coming there, and no. Doing Madhukari.
Just have the experience.
Just how to understand that I can depend. I don't have to be afraid. Krishna will always take care. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, peace and mind, respectful of the senses. Thank you so much for sharing your divine experiences. Maharaj, my question is that when Durvasa Muni offended Maharaj and Rish, then Durvasa Muni went to so many devotees. At the end, Lord Vishnu also. But he got out of his offense when he went back to Maharaj and Rish. And he said that I didn't take the offense. Now here Krishna chastised Kaliya, but Kaliya offended Brajvasis, and Brajvasis was very near and dear. No one can be more dearer than Brajvasis to Krishna. So how to understand that? Please help me understand that how Kaliya didn't went to Brajvasis to beg of forgiveness. For the offense he has made.
See, when Durvasa Muni was running, he went to Brahma, he went to Lord Shiva. He didn't go to them as devotees. He went to them as the most powerful people in the universe. Please protect me from Sudarshan. But they could not. I don't have the power to do anything. And Lord Vishnu, he has given instruction to Sudarshan. Whenever you see that the devotee is being offended, you automatically go and punish the person. You don't have to ask my permission. So, Lord Vishnu said, I didn't send Sudarshan, no? So I cannot call him back. So who can? Only the devotee who was offended. So, Prabhupada Maharaj, he was offended so many times, no? He was abused so much. But he still didn't feel grudge towards his father, and because of that, then Hiranyakashipu was forgiven. So the Nagapatnyas, the wives, then they are devotees. So Krishna wouldn't do something which would upset the devotees. See, like for example, when Arjuna, he catches Ashwatthama, right? So Ashwatthama is now at the mercy of Arjuna. And then Bhima say, kill. Draupadi says, don't kill. What is he supposed to do? He needs a punishment, but at the same time, then Draupadi is saying, no, don't kill. So Arjuna, being very wise person, so he cuts off his jewel and the hair, because they used to have long hair. So with the hair cut and the jewel cut, then he is basically like a dead body, but at the same time he's alive. So Krishna, he knows how to do things. In one activity he does many. He knows what to do. So therefore, he did it such a way, he marked his footprints on him. So he is already punished, he is marked. And because of the footprints, Garuda will not take him. But at the same time, then now, he is already purified. So there is no need for further punishment. And everybody agrees with that. Like, we see another example. Lord Brahma.
right? He makes a mistake, and he runs after his own daughter, which is great offense, no? Lord Brahma, no? So what should he do? Now, if you would judge him, no, according to modern law, so he is a fall down and he should be punished. And ideally, he should be condemned to, for eternity to hell, right? Then, but what happened? The sages, at that time, they were only, no, his sons. They come to him and they very respectfully, no, remind, but this is not the proper way to act. Brahma understood. He gave up that mentality of committing an offense, and he was purified. And nobody ever mentioned that again. There was no need for it. So saying for devotees, not chanting of the holy name purifies. So we have to see that when Krishna, he understands the heart. When he wants to forgive someone, then we should accept it. So the Brijbasis, no, they don't hold grudge towards. He says, no, Krishna is his friend now. So he's also our friend. There's no need to, oh, but no, a week ago he was doing this and he was doing that and I still want to punish him. No, that's a low level of consciousness. Pramoy. No, nothing like that. We are talking about the highest level. So he surrendered. There is nothing needed to be done. He is purified. He is accepted by Krishna as purified. And therefore everybody else accepts. And especially the Brijbasis, because Brijbasis are dear devotees, dear associates of the Lord. So they will not hold any grudge towards anybody for whom Krishna says that he is friendly. Yeah?
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Not only this last time, this matter of this, and how do you evaluate this? So, this part of your life, when Kamala did this offense of the king, his name, Yamuna, and what is his name? So, at that point, the only time you made the understanding of your dream is
at that time?
And when you find the one that you were on Tuesday, at that time, but before Krishna punished him, before that, Bhagavad Gita didn't try to make him understand that you were this mistake.
See, he didn't realize it. He thought that he is the most powerful. Only when he saw that Krishna is more powerful, oh, then he realized, oh, okay, maybe they are right. He wouldn't listen to them before. We all do that. We think I'm right. So what I'm doing is the correct thing. I'm not listening to anyone. So it needs to, one has to get humbled before he starts listening. Like, I'll tell you another incident which happened to us. It's somewhat related, but I want to just mention it. Once we were thinking going Chardam. Not in Braj, but we were actually thinking. So we did actually Yamunotri. And we stayed in Uttarkashi. One night. Some ashram. So we stayed there. In the morning, just walked to Yamunotri. So we came there. We come back and we were thinking that, okay, we will go Gangotri. Okay. Then we again come to Uttarkashi. So then we are thinking that we should stay in the same ashram. No, they let us stay there before, easy. So I think it was like 8 of us. No, just kids basically. We come to the ashram and there was some, Swamiji, and then he was like nice, favorable, kind of like it was nice. Then, and it was in the morning, we stayed there, we cooked something, and in the afternoon, there was some kind of like a misunderstanding, he wasn't the Matadish, he was like his disciple. So, and then he said, no, you will not be able to stay here. Okay, we didn't know. And then the Swamiji said, they cannot, kick you out, don't worry, I'll arrange it. So he did go there, but he was very firm. He said, no, you have to leave. To all of us with kids in the afternoon, it was almost evening, no, you have to leave this ashram. So, you are from ISKCON, you have to leave. So, okay, we didn't know why. So at least we asked the Swamiji, and you're like, please can you ask what offense did we do or what happened? And he told us. And we didn't do any offense, but his guru, the Matadish, once he was sick. And he was sick in Vrindavan, in Ramakrishna Hospital. And, they have like a big rooms. So he was lying down there, sick. And one day, when there was time for visits, so many people come for visiting. And there was also one devotee lying in the same room. So devotees come visit. And devotees, they bring prasad and then they distribute prasad. So that's very nice. Now, so whoever was in the room, the devotees were giving prasad. They come to the bed of that Matadish and they see he is a Mayavadi. So he said, to you, I will not give anything. You rot in hell. And so they didn't give. So he was very upset. I mean, prasharam should be given to everyone, right? In Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about Mahavari Sannyasi who becomes a devotee. So how can you do that? So based on that incident, then that ashram for ISKCON devotees closed. You cannot. And there are a few incidents like that, I have heard, that devotees do or did, and it's not good. So we should be also very careful then how we act, that we don't think that we possess, it's my thing, kind of like I can decide, who gets prasad or who gets the mercy of the holy name. It's not up to us. This is a mercy which should be distributed to all. Hare Krishna. Okay, then one last one.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You talk about, we going into villages in a surrender way and sort of approaching within that way. The thing is, the kind of reception that an Indian sadhu would get would be different to the reception that many foreigners get, because they have that automatic respect because you have done that, you're doing that too. But Indian sadhu, as far as Indians go, the reception would be completely different. Our realizing our experience would be different is
not true. Not true. It depends on your mood. You come there as a sadhu, you come there with humble mood, it doesn't matter what color skin you have. Really. And in fact, as a Westerners, we should be more taken advantage of. No. But because you come as a sadhu, they treat you as a sadhu, and they are very happy for you to be there. It doesn't matter who you are. It matters the consciousness. So if you come there to show off that you have more than they have, then they will not like it and they will take away everything from you. But if you come there because you want their association, you want to be now with them, the interaction, then they will give you everything what they have. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gopramanande.